Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Fourth Quarter Comeback Show. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is a wonderful day. It is October 29th, 2018, and we are motoring along here in the fourth quarter of 2018. And I am, again, here tonight to encourage you and inspire you to keep pushing forward because this year is far from over. The fourth quarter is again, really just begun. And there's still things left on the clock for you to accomplish. There's still things left on in this year for you to manifest. So, again, I want you to get in your spirit tonight before we go any further that this is going to be an amazing experience for you and that you're going to get what you came for. So I now submit this show and this entire experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is indeed a move of His Spirit. People, I have something really dynamite for you tonight. I'm going to change the pace a little bit. The last few weeks, we've been really, I've been really more of an exhorter to you. I've been trying to encourage you, to light you on fire, to not give up on the rest of this year, to not give up, to not throw in the towel, to keep a firm view of the things that you really want to manifest in your life, the things that you really want to see in your life. I've been trying to encourage you to hold on to those things, to keep those things prevalent in the forefront of your mind, in the forefront of your experience. And tonight I want to give you something a little bit more sober, a little bit more of a lesson, if you will, because I really want you to get where we're going. And the thing about it is, where we're going is not just for me, but it's for you also. I believe in your dreams. I believe this, that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. You know, you will hear me say that often. You'll hear me say that a lot. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Let me say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And if maybe you're in the back of the room and you didn't hear me clearly, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And the people over there on the right side who are sitting in their cars right now, contemplating what they're going to do with the rest of their life, contemplating what they're going to do with their careers, contemplating what they're going to do to take care of the things that their family needs, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And those people over there who are on the fence about what they should be doing, what they ought to be doing, or people have told them what they can't do, what they'll never accomplish, let me tell you too, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. For the person who has failed numerous times at a goal that they knew that they should have been successful at, that they should have perpetuated something beautiful in this moment, let me tell you also, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. No matter who you are, where you are right now, the life of your dreams is wonderful. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. And I say that you're going to hear me say this a lot. When you come out to one of my shows, when you listen to my podcast, when you listen to my live events, when you tune in to me, you're going to hear me say that a lot. I'm trying to fine-tune your imagination. I'm trying to fine-tune your imagination to work on your behalf. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I want you to say it like you mean it and internalize it. When you look in the mirror in the morning, I want you to tell yourself that the life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. I want you to prophesy to yourself that I, being yourself, the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. Let me tell you this. You deserve to have wonderful things manifest for you. You deserve to see beautiful things flowing in your life easily, come to you easily. This universe was built abundantly to be a blessing to you. That when you called on that blessing had to manifest. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Let me say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. I want you to get that into your spirit. You deserve it. You deserve wonderful things manifesting for you. You deserve the life of your dreams. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have wonderful things manifest for you often and perpetually, continually, all the time. Never broken, never missing. Always having blessings. Blessings on top of blessings. Blessings overtaking blessings. In every facet, in every area of your life, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. This is what I do. I come here every week. I come to you and I present content to you every time you hear my voice to light you on fire. My goal is to ignite you, to light you on fire, to launch you towards the journey of a lifetime, which is achieving and receiving and allowing the life of your dreams, which is wonderful and you deserve, to manifest in every area of your life. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. In love, in relationships, in career, in finance, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. So I'm personally not the guy that spends a lot of time focusing on the things I don't want. I'm always trying to confess the things. Well, let me take it back. I'm always confessing the things that I do want. There's some things that have been going on in my life right now that have been absolutely mind-blowing, that have left me heartbroken in some areas. And I had to get back and sit down and meditate and remember the same thing I tell you, the same medicine I'm feeding you, I had to take it myself. I had to remind myself that the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. I looked in the mirror today. I got some news that I wasn't trying to hear. Okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. I got some news today that I did not want to hear. I got a doctor's report that I did not want to hear. And for a brief moment, I took a break. I paused. And I was nearly taken away by it, taken away by the doctor's report, because I didn't want to hear the news of a test I've had taken, had done recently. Results came back, and the results that I heard today weren't the results I wanted to hear. But let me tell you this. Nothing will remove from me and my spirit the knowing that greater is he that lives inside of me than he that's in this world. Greater is the power of God inside of me and around me. It's greater than anything I will ever face. It's greater than anything you'll ever face. That gives me the strength to sit here tonight and tell you that life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. It gives me the strength to look at myself in the mirror and tell myself that the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. One of the news I wanted to hear. But still yet, I must go on. Still yet, you're going to hear news that you don't want to hear sometimes, but yet and still you must go on. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And not only that, I've had to let go of something that was near and dear to my heart that I've really, 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 really sold a lot of energy into and sold a lot of effort into and sold a lot of my blood, my sweat, my tears into. I had to let it go. And I'll talk about that on subsequent shows as well. I had to let go of something that meant the world to me. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. That something beautiful is going to manifest for me regardless of how it looks right now. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I don't care what the reports say. I don't care what critics say about you. I don't care what your parents may have said about you in the past. I don't care what an ex-lover said about you. I don't care what bullies have said about you. I don't care what anybody has said about you that's contradictory to what God says about you. Beloved, it is his desire that you be prosperous as your soul prospers. Things are well with you, that your soul is your soul and the manifestation of your soul are at peace. The desires of your heart are pure, and they're manifested beautifully into your existence every day. The life of your dreams is wonderful and deserve it. You know, that word deserve comes from an old French word pronounced désir. And Disavere means to serve devotedly. So when you hear me say this, you hear me say this, you hear me say that the life of your dreams, which is wonderful, it's beautiful, it's amazing, created by God to serve you devotedly. You seeing yourself going on vacations and seeing yourself being a good steward of your resources and taking care of your family, those things are supposed to happen for you. Those things are supposed to shouldn't be sure is okay. Those things are supposed to happen for you beautifully, amazingly, abundantly. Amazingly, abundantly. Exceeding abundant. Exceeding abundant. These things are happening for you in exceeding abundance. I decree that over your lives. I decree over your dreams. That the right people show up. That the wrong people leave out. The life of your dreams is wonderful. You deserve it. I'm here to light you on fire today. I'm here to make sure that you get it. That you don't leave 2018 you don't leave 2018 with chips on the table. If you got your chips on the table, it's time to believe that you can win. Because the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Like I said today, I did not want to hear. I got multiple pieces of news I didn't want to hear. But I also got multiple pieces of news. Because the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. Regardless of what may be going on here or may be going on there, I still believe in miracles. I still believe in healing. I still believe in wholeness. I believe that for you to come in contact with us. We're all cut from the same cloth. We believe in the beauty and the power of our dreams because the life of our dreams is wonderful, and you and I deserve it, that you and I cannot manifest when we are operating in that place in the beauty of our dreams. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I want this to get etched into your spirit. I want it to get etched into the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. Just think about that, the life of your dreams, whatever it may be. Now, I'm going to do something real quick. I want you to go to a visualization. You know, we call it visualizing your ideal life. I'm going somewhere with you. I'm taking you somewhere tonight. I got something to give you tonight. I want you to hold on to this. No, whatever you do, don't let go of this. Whatever you do, make sure the people that you love and care about are listening to this type of encouragement and empowerment. Because I'm going to keep doing this because this is what I've been called to do. I've been called to get motivation and encouragement. No, not just motivation and encouragement, but premier, top-tier, world-class motivation and encouragement to you to keep you inspired, to keep you moving forward, that somebody cares you. In person. But in this moment right here, you can feel my passion and you know that I care about your dreams because your dreams are like this. They are wonderful, and you deserve them. You deserve the full man because they are absolutely wonderful. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. Visualizing your ideal life. My message for a quick second here. Visualizing your ideal life. Now, each week, each time you hear me, I'm going to do this every time, so just get used to it. Get used to it. Get used to having someone decree and declare over your life that wonderful things shall manifest for you. Get used to decreeing and declaring over your own life that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. Get used to doing these things. These are wonderful things. These are beautiful things. These are wholesome things. And they are for you. They are for you. Let me tell you this. People that you may not have the utmost of respect for, the utmost belief in, the utmost faith in, that are thriving and they're moving forward in their lives and they're enjoying life, they don't question this stuff. They live it. I'm telling you to trust me on this one. I want you to take 3 cleansing breaths with me. Inhale. 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 three cleansing breaths. And now we're centering ourselves. Now, what I want you to do in this moment, I want you to think about something that you deem beautiful, that you deem amazing, that you deem dynamite, that you love. It could be your newborn child. It could be your new spouse. It could be a beautiful flower. For me, you know, I love it. But there's also things I have added to that list since the last time I've really, you know, sat down and done these things. I also add my family to that picture. I add my friend to that picture, my wife, even the dog, my entire family. Beautiful. And I want you to harness that energy, something that you've already done with the energy of beauty. And we're going to harvest and hone that energy. We're going to pull off that energy. We're going to operate from that place of that energy. I want you to see that image of the thing that you have already deemed beautiful. I want you to see it. Declare at this moment, I receive the beauty moment. I receive the beauty of this 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 moment. I bask in the energy of beauty. I bask in the energy of beauty. I bask in the energy of beauty. I bask in the energy. I bask in the energy of beauty. Lovely, wonderful things into my life. I welcome lovely, wonderful things into my life. I welcome lovely things into my life. I welcome lovely, wonderful things into my life. Welcome lovely, wonderful things into my life. Now that you have this, we are centered in a place of beauty. We know what beauty is. And we can transfer that energy of beauty onto to the screen of our lives. In an IMAX movie theater with a screen that's larger than life. And what's getting ready to come onto this screen is the life of your dreams. It's wonderful, and you deserve it. And it's designed to serve you devotedly. What's coming on the screen? We don't put any tags on it. We allow it to be what it is. It's wholesome. It's holy for us. It's divine for us. It's beautiful for us. It's wonderful for us. It's ours. Like I said, it could be a brand new debt-free home. It could be a brand new debt-free car, your dream car, your dream travel location. You walking arm in arm with your spouse. You finishing your college degree. Whatever it is for you, I want you to see it manifest onto that screen. I want you to see it play out onto that screen. And we're going to say this. You're going to repeat this to that image that you see on that screen right now. I give thanks for beauty, love, and abundance. I now give love and abundance. I now give thanks for beauty, love, and abundance. I now give thanks for beauty, love, and abundance. I now give beauty, love, and abundance. I more beauty, love, and abundance manifesting in my life. I now give thanks for beauty manifesting in my life. Give thanks for beauty, love, and abundance manifesting in my life. I now give thanks for beauty, love, and abundance manifesting. I now give thanks for beauty, love and abundance manifesting in my life. I want you to continue to see that picture in your mind. That picture in your mind. Just listen to my voice. You don't have to go any further with it. Just look at that picture. Hold that picture in your spirit. Hold that picture in your imagination. Hold that picture in your mind. I roll all of my divine good free and up. I receive my divine good right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, like I said, I got a quick help, some things I want you to allow to sink in. Now while we're doing this, don't lose the energy of what we just came from. Hold on to that image in your mind. Hold on to what it is you truly want. Hold on to the things that you believe are yours. Because here's the thing. All of things may not always play out the way we plan them to. You have to believe that they can play out the way you want them to. That energy of believing that things can play out the way you want them to opens the door opportunity for the things that you want to manifest. You have to for it to manifest. If you don't believe it's possible, don't even believe. There's no reason to even open that door. But I am a staunch believer. I'm a staunch dreamer. Dreams is wonderful and deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. Staunch dreamer. And I believe in the beauty of my dreams. I believe that God has anointed me for such a time as now to dream big dreams and to see amazing visions and allow them to manifest through me. To allow them to manifest through my imagination. To allow them to manifest through my pens and my other instruments of creation. The same is true for you. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Keep that in your heart. Keep that in your spirit. Never let go of that energy. Even when you're at work, even when you're at home, I don't care if things are going awry. I don't care if you're on the road. Right now, the life of your dreams is wonderful. You hear me? Hear me today. Hear me today. Hear me today. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Never let go of that. Never let anybody take that from you. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. So let me get this to you, get this information to you really, really effectively. So tonight's topic is called All in Perspective, okay? And all in perspective, when I hear that terminology, when I hear that phrase, when I hear that topic, what it does for me, what it means for me is that life is amazing. There are opportunities to do amazing things every single day. Every time you wake up, there's another opportunity to do something amazing because you get another opportunity to wake up in this world and do something that has probably never been done before by anybody else. Because life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, you have to keep that energy flowing through everything you do. But we have to keep our lives all in perspective. So what am I talking about tonight? All in perspective. Now, I'm going to talk to you, and I may have mentioned this story to you many, several times. I'm going to talk to you tonight about incident and moment in my life that shaped me for the rest of 10 years old when this happened. But it shaped me in such a way, pull on the energy of this moment. And this moment wasn't the beautiful things manifesting in my life. No. It was the polar opposite. It was actually from a loss. I lost something. And it shook me. It shook my confidence. It shook my psyche. I didn't know what to think about me for this one moment. But I had an epiphany. So I'm going to take you back to 1993, my sophomore year in high school. Now, powerhouse in football, along with academics, the arguably the best high school in the state of Michigan. And I definitely attended. And I was definitely a part of some amazing things. And I met some amazing people there. And this moment that I want to discuss is right in line with those same ideologies. My sophomore year was an amazing year because it was the first time that I was able to play football. For those who don't know, I love the sport of football. Now, I have a love-hate relationship with the sport now because of all we know the risks of playing football and the head-to-head contact that can sometimes lead to prolonged brain trauma, which makes it hard for me to want to willingly let my football. It makes it hard for me to consider this sport again for the young men that I am responsible for. As a mentor to football players today, it's hard for me because as much as I love this sport, I also understand the risks. But that's neither here nor there. So, 1993, I'm playing a championship game. My school versus another school. This team, we had beaten earlier in the season, so we were confident that we could beat them again. Confidence led us to think that to trust our defense, to trust our offense, to trust our special teams, to trust ourselves, even though there were some things that were, we had a personnel change. A couple of our key players had suffered injuries. They weren't there in the second game after they did in the first game. We had some things right off the bat. We had some things that weren't lining up exactly the same. We also had to deal with which we hadn't dealt with in the first game. Again, another element change. Things were a little different now. It wasn't quite the same. And so you start adding these things up. You know, the ball gets kicked off. We're playing the game. And this team that we had beaten earlier in the year, soundly, by multiple touchdowns, they took the ball and pretty much played with us, moved the ball down the field, and scored on us. Now, as they lined up for their extra point, their two-point conversion, we would stop them. We knew that we were going to stop them. They couldn't stop us. We were going to stop them. And as the ball was snapped, and the person ended up against, I beat him off the ball. But I beat him so fast that I ran past the ball carrier. And so the ball carrier had made a turn up the field and was actually. So I reached back to grab a piece of the jersey of the ball carrier to make the tackle. And as I tried to reach out to him, he spun out of my grasp. I didn't have him on the right equipment. I had him in Michigan in late October, early November, playing a game that counts equipment on. I had on baseball gloves. Baseball gloves aren't designed to get wet or anything like that. So as you sweat playing football and you're grabbing the field and things of that nature, those gloves get slick because they're not designed to grab. They're not designed to stick to anything. They're designed to hold on to reduce vibration. So, I meant to go make this tackle. I missed. My carrier slipped out of my hands because I had on the wrong equipment, having the wrong glove. He easily scored a two-point conversion. So here we find ourselves down 8-0. And the game's going on, and we're both playing great defense at this point. Nobody's giving up a yard. Nobody's giving up any type of leverage to the other team. Nobody's giving up any type of yardage to the other team. And so this goes on. Halftime, we're down 8-0. But we're not going to beat this team early in the year. We know we can beat them. We beat them. We knew we could beat them. We were confident that we could beat them. So we came back for the game, and we got the ball first. And again, you know, we stalled on offense. Our defense came out on the field, and our defense shined again. We made a punt the ball. And this went on for quite a while throughout the second half. So in the fourth quarter, we found ourselves down 8-0 still. And ball back off of it. Now, mind you, I'm playing both sides of the ball. I'm playing offense and I'm playing defense. I never came off the field. I played special teams also. So I'm seeing everything as it's transpiring. So now we're getting a little bit tense now because it's getting late in the game. We haven't scored yet. We know we can stop them on defense, but we haven't scored yet. This is starting to get a little hairy for us. So, drive. We take it to them. We take the ball and we run. And we run the ball down the field and we keep running down the field. And we run power plays. We run toss sweeps. We are running the ball. We chose that we were going to be impose our will on this other team. We're going to play good, sound offense. We're going to run the ball. And we ran just about every play of that drive, we ran the ball. And we ran the ball. And we ran it into the end zone. Now the game is 8-6. And so as we got ready to line up for our two-point conversion, I'm playing left tackle on offense. Was lined up against on the other side of the ball was also lined up against me on defense, so he never came on the field either. And so when the ball was snapped, he just lay on the ground, get out and get a second block like I normally would. I just had to keep him out of the play. What happened is that our ball carrier got hit by about two or three men from the other team. And here we are, we find ourselves down 8-6. Again, we're not worried because we know that this team here, we've beat them before, and we beat them by a lot of points. We know we can score. We're not worried, even though it's late in the game, but we're a little tense, but not to the point where we're panicking. So, again, we go back on defense. We go to work, and we're beating them up on defense, and we're not giving them anything anymore. The few yards we gave them in the first quarter, the first half of the game, we're not giving them anything now. It's everything that they do, we're ready for it. We're stopping everything. We're stopping there. So we continue to play tough defense, but the thing is they continue to play tough defense. So we're trading the ball back and forth. We're trading the ball back and forth. We're trading the ball back and forth. Finally, on one drive, back on defense. We're back on defense. I'm back playing defensive line. The offensive lineman that was guarding me. And I made a play that got me to the quarterback. And when I got to the quarterback, I hit him so hard he lost the ball. He fumbled the ball. But just like that play that David Tyree of the New York Giants had in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, where he held a football against his fingertips, this quarterback held onto the ball with just his fingertips. So instead of a turnover, close save by this quarterback. Again, all in perspective. Play, myself and my defensive line partner were taken out of the game and brought to the sideline. Now, at this point, like I said, it's very late in the game. The ball back, we're going to score. We had that one play that we knew we could call that we could score on almost instantaneously. We were not worried about scoring. We just wanted the ball back. We knew we got the ball back, we'll win the game. We'll win the championship game. We'll ride into the sunset. Everything will be beautiful. We can. So my coach pulls me out of the game, and I am irate. I know I'm 15 years old this time, but I'm irate. I come over to the sidelines, and I'm yelling at my coach. And I'm not yelling, man. I'm just yelling, like, because my adrenaline level is so high. And I'm yelling, Coach, why did you pull me out the game? Why did you take me out now? I almost got a fumble. I know if you leave me in for one more series, I'll get the ball for us. If you just let me have that one, the next series, I'll get that ball back. And he was content to believe that our defense would stand and get the ball back for us. He said to me, friend, he's like, I need you guys ready for offense. That's how confident as a team. We knew if we got that ball back, we were going to score. So our coach wanted to give us an advantage to get the ball back. Once we got that ball back, play dialed up, we knew what we were going to call, we knew what we were going to do, we knew the blocking schemes, knew everything, we knew how it was going to work. We had it written up according to our plans. Let me tell you this. Funny thing happened along the way. The scoreboard, a time of 42 seconds left in the game, which this team was going to have to punt the ball and give us the ball back. Zero. So what that meant was that the game clock was wrong. The official clock said zero. The official clock said that the game was over and that the game was now final. 8-6. And for years, I had so much grief about that game. That moment hurt me so bad for years and years and years. It hurt so bad. Until one year, while I was in college, I came back to my high school for a long time, and I bumped into my coach. And I said to him, you know, I was really taking me out of the game that one time against that man. He said, what are you talking about? Oh, you remember the championship game in 93? It's like, I vaguely do remember that game, but I don't remember what you're talking about. It's like, wait a minute. You mean that moment? So, yes, sir. I was really upset that I felt like, see, I just left. I could have got to that quarterback, and we could have got that ball back, and we wouldn't have ended the game the way it happened. We could have written the storyline much better. I can't believe you still remember that. I forgot about that a long time ago. And it blew my mind. I was hit with the pain and the grief of this loss, the supposed loss. And my coach, who by this time has dealt with situations, more life-demanding situations, had forgotten all about that moment. That moment was done. He was done. The moment that it was over, he was done with it. I'd been carrying that issue with me for years, feeling like I was a loser, feeling like, will I come up short in life because of that one moment as a child, as a kid. And he put it in perspective for me. The perspective was this. Then this moment. That moment that I was referring to was a game. It wasn't real life. It was a game. Having to deal with the fact that my mother was dying because diabetes was tearing her body apart. No. Both my parents ended up passing away of a stroke. We're talking about a football game at this point. Football game, people. A football cup that tight. And although I'm a competitor, I had to really stop for a minute and say, there's some things in life that are really important. There's some things in life that are really important. But there are also some things that are important. You living a life of your dreams, utterly important. You being all that you can be, utterly important. You winning in the Super Bowl or losing in the Super Bowl, not that important. Many of us won't ever play the Super Bowl, but to play in the Super Bowl, if we were to deal with that situation, it's not that important if we win or lose. There are people every day who are being abducted. There's people every day who are battling cancer. There are people every day who are dealing with some real serious stuff. Sexism, racism. We can't allow the games of life to take us away. We have to put it in a proper perspective. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to put your life in the proper perspective. I want you to see yourself living the life of your dreams, because that's how it's your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it one more time. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. You hear me say this often. You hear me say this a lot. I want you to get life in a proper perspective. Make the important things. And the things that aren't that important, don't even worry about them. Don't even give them the time of your day. Give your energy to the things you want to see manifest and let everything else fall by the wayside. That's what I have for you tonight. Put your life in the proper perspective. Put your life in the proper perspective. Before I go, I'm going to do it. I haven't done this in quite a while, but I want to leave you with a presidential wisdom. And now, I haven't done this in quite a while because we've had a new presidential, have a new president since we've done this. But I want to go back to a time where I quoted faithfully our 44th president, President Barack Obama, some of the wisdom that he gave to us. And this is one thing that's really beautiful right here, near and dear to my heart. Every time I read this quote, it goes along with everything we talked about tonight. And this is a quote from President Obama, and it states, "If you're walking down the right path and you're willing to keep walking, eventually you'll make progress." If you're walking down the right path and you're willing to keep walking, eventually you'll make progress. People, don't matter what happens in our lifetime, don't let anybody take or steal your joy. As you go through the process of life, if you go through the process of realizing the life of your dreams, you know, we say it like this again, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to, without a shadow of a doubt, to continue to keep your